Okay, everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me, as always, is...
Sesame... Let me try again. Sesame... Jersey... Encarta.
Jersey Encarta. I like that. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I changed it from Karachi... the Jersey, because the show went back to New Jersey or Jersey City.
Yes, it did. So, today on the show, we are covering the season, maybe series finale of Ms. Marvel. They haven't really said if it's going to be more seasons or not, so we do know we'll see her again in the Marvels. But, But this is episode 6, entitled No Normal. And it was directed by Adil and Bilal. The teleplay was by Will Dunn and A.C. Bradley and Matthew Chauncey. Story by Will Dunn. Yeah. Not well done, but Will Dunn.
No.
Yeah.
Not like steak or anything.
Yeah. I wonder how he orders his steak. That'd be interesting to find out.
Yeah, it'd be actually really interesting.
You're going around the table when people are being like, "Hey Susie, how do you want your steak?" You know, medium rare. How about you, Will? Yeah. How about you, Will Dunn? Well, I'd like it well done. I'm not allowed to order it any other way because of my name.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Even if you like it rare, you're stuck with that, like that. Your life now. unless you change your name, then, you know, then, you know, maybe you could order it differently. But until that time, you're stuck. Yep. Sorry.
I mean, you got to change your name to medium rare.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, let's go with that.
That's why I don't eat steak, because there's no steak called Michael E. Cullen II.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to Michael E. Cullen II, please, at like the greatest steakhouse in the world. Like, we don't have that here. Well, of course not, because I'm the first person to order it. Duh.
Yeah, so however I order it is how that's going to be.
And like, it'll just become like the most popular steak in America, and people will start ordering like...
You know how it'll be? My steak will be... I'd like to substitute my steak with a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so you just want a chicken sandwich then. Yeah, but I want to call it steak, so... wow. How do we get on this?
I don't know. Anyways, what were your thoughts on this episode?
Oh, man. Round of applause. I loved it. It was great.
Me too. I loved it. It's, in my opinion, the only show on the Disney Plus MCU shows that actually stuck the landing.
Yeah, totally.
Like, it... I mean, everybody's like, oh, they didn't have, like, a really big bad, you know, and stuff like that, like the other shows. Yeah, but the other shows would, like, shoehorn in the big bad in the last episode and have a big battle about somebody that made no sense. At least we knew about the DODC from the first episode.
They've been part of the whole series so far. Like Amit, that was the last episode. That was kind of a letdown.
Yeah.
Even though Moon Knight was a good show, it was just like, okay. And
same
then,
thing with like bringing Kingpin in, like the last, you know, shoehorning him in Hawkeye. And
And we don't even know if it's even the same Kingpin from the Daredevil show.
I'm pretty sure it is because because then, you know, Matt Murdock showed up in No Way Home.
Oh yeah, that's right. And although that could be a different
Yeah. But
person.
they are developing a series that is supposed to be connected to the Netflix series for Disney Plus of
Gotcha.
Daredevil.
Okay.
So
Cool.
and
Yeah.
Daredevil's supposed to appear in Echo. So
Oh, cool. All
yeah.
right, yeah. So I'm gonna have to watch that show because I've never really watched it, the Netflix Daredevil.
I watched a season or two of it. I need to catch up.
Cool. But yeah, like WandaVision's finale wasn't that great.
Yeah.
Moon Knight, obviously I mentioned that one. Falcon and Winter Soldier wasn't that great of a finale.
I think it had a better finale than it did a series.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was kind of.
Yeah, that show was just, oh, I mean, I looked forward to it so much when it was, coming out, but and there were
Yeah.
some good moments, but Zemo, there's a lot of
Yeah.
good stuff with Zemo in the show, but and then and I heard that they changed something too, like there was like a like he killed someone and then like they changed it so they didn't actually see him kill him or something like
Oh,
that.
they changed the blood on a scene.
Oh, okay.
But then they actually, I do believe, went back and changed it back because people cried out about it.
Like, no, I want to see him murder
Yeah.
someone on Disney. It's
Yeah.
like, dude, Disney. It's like, I'm sorry, but like, Disney's not going to put out like R-rated
Yeah.
content. Like, it's just not going to happen. But
But now they do. I mean, they do have access to the Netflix shows, which are pretty much, they're pretty violent and,
yeah, but they
you
might
know.
tone it down though.
I mean, no, what I'm saying, they haven't since they've had them on there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. But they do have like parental warnings for stuff, which brings me to this episode too. We did have a warning at the beginning of the episode.
Oh yeah, that's right. I was wondering what that warning was even about.
Well, it was talking about how it might be sensitive to certain people or something like that. I think it has to do with like these like mass shootings we've had recently.
Oh, okay.
Especially like the Uvalde one where you've got cops kind of standing around doing nothing outside of a school.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
I was wondering what what that was about. Okay,
Yeah, and
yeah.
then we have like the big showdown in this episode takes place in a high school, so
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that's probably it. But yeah,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of
But
other shows.
sometimes with these things, I think that they're putting them on where, I mean, I don't mind warnings. I'm fine with them. A lot of people are like, oh, they put a warning on it. It ruined the whole movie now, or it ruined the whole
No.
TV show. Like, oh, there's a warning in front of Gone with the Wind to let me know that it might be racist. Now
Yes.
the movie sucks. No, if you liked the movie before, you're still gonna like the movie, but now you have context as to why it is the way it is, you know? It's not like it changes anything that happened in that god-awful 5-hour movie or whatever the fuck it is.
I don't think I'll ever watch it. Yeah.
I've sadly seen it several times. My mom used to
Oh,
love it, and
oh man.
it was on 4 VHS when you would rent it from Blockbuster or wherever.
Oh yeah, I believe
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what other shows, because there's seven shows altogether, and I'm
Yeah,
trying to remember.
but they've done it with they did it with Obi-Wan, which I don't think you've seen yet, have you?
I've only seen the first two
Yeah, they
episodes.
did it on the first episode. Mainly I think that was like to talk about the fact that the younglings were being killed, and this was like right after Uvalde.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
man.
that would make sense, but I'm fine with the warnings, but sometimes I think they're just like placing them on some things and not on others, and it doesn't really make sense. You know, it's like, yeah,
Yeah.
just tell me, hey, this thing might be violent, or this thing might be this,
Racist
or
or
it might have sex
whatever.
scenes in it that don't make sense, or, you know, or
Right.
there's homophobia in it, or, you know, whatever. You know, just let me know. Don't. And that
Yeah.
does, and like I said, that does not ruin anything that follows. You know, it's like people are like, oh, there's a warning in front of Peter Pan. So now my childhood's been ruined, and I'm like, no, it hasn't.
Yeah, I always thought that when my childhood's been ruined because of, they made a new show or something like that. It's like, well, the old show still exists or it's
Yeah.
still there,
And the
still active.
same thing with these warnings, that whether it be on HBO Max or on Disney or Netflix or wherever they put them, the movie's still the same. You know, it's still Gone with the Wind. It's still Peter Pan. It's still Dumbo. It's still whatever. You know, it's not changing what you're watching. It's just giving you context as to when it came out, just like this did too, because, but this was like immediate context. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Because, I mean, obviously, when they filmed this, and my thing is, what I just wish they would start doing, this is just my little thinking, is let's stop having big battles in high schools.
Yeah.
In TV shows. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't love this little battle in this episode, but I'm just saying, why don't we just think of somewhere else to have these battles?
Right.
You know. But it seems like a lot of TV shows and movies are doing that. Like, it's like, okay, yeah, I know high school is a place where you can have a lot of people, and there's, or when there's nobody there, you know, you got a lot of things. Like, I mean, they have it on Stargirl all the time. They have like little battles in their high school, and it's just like, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, let's get into this episode. What happened here in this episode?
You know, that she comes back from Karachi. She's got a big announcement to make that she's the light girl, and then she says nightlight, and then they're all kind of pretending that they don't know, but they all know now because the mom told the dad, and then they overheard the dad because he always has his phone on speaker, which is me. I do the same exact
thing. I do the same thing, too. I used to make fun of my dad for it, but the thing is I do it at home, and I'm fine with that. My dad will turn the speaker on and walk around Walmart being like, yeah, Christy, what's going on? You know, I'm just like, it's just like, yeah, dad, everybody in the home goods department doesn't need to know your conversation here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah.
So they all know, you know, what's going on. And then Nakia is, trying to FaceTime Amir, and she's like, why is Nakia trying to FaceTime me? And then, Kamala picks up the phone and, you know, asks what's going on, and she's like, I've been trying to contact you for a long time. It's like, have you heard from Bruno at all? The Circle Q exploded. And so then, you know, she's going to go out and, you know, try to find Bruno. And then her mom gives her a costume that she made, like her official superhero costume now with the cool sort of like lightning bolt type of, you know, design or whatever.
Pretty comic accurate too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's comic accurate. It's pretty cool costume. And then she's got the mask. And then they go searching for Bruno. And meanwhile, Bruno is helping a wounded Kamran throughout the city because he just got his powers and he doesn't really know how to use them. And it's weakening him. Like, and like everything he touches like turns into that sort of like hard light type of, you know, thing or whatever. And DODC finally show up on the train and chase them.
I have a question really quick. You know, there's some kind of like water treatments you can do for like hard water.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that for hard light?
Yeah, I don't know. That might have to build something now for that, for the MCU. But, so he's like really weakened. Like, this is not, like, it's weird because Kamala didn't really, it could be because how he got his powers, because she got it from the Bangle, supposedly. And then, and we'll say supposedly because there's an interesting reveal in the show. And then, whereas Kamran got it directly from his mom, who I guess maybe like put her essence into him, and maybe
I think I'm not jumping ahead here at all, but with Kamala, I think she already had the power within her. It's just the Bangle activated it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, you know, kind of like, I don't know, you already had the Kool-Aid mix in the water, you just had to put them together, and then you got Kool-Aid.
Right. And stir it and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so with Kamran, he doesn't have, like, a, I guess, like, a I guess the bangle would be like a wand, like if you're using magic, it would be like a sort of device that would help you like channel, your power or whatever. Whereas Kamran doesn't have that at all, and plus two, he just literally got his powers like probably like an hour before or whatever. And so the DODC shows up, they escape the train because Kamran's like shooting like these blocks of light, to block them from, getting, to them or whatever. They eventually go to the mosque for shelter because of the old law, like that's been in place in America for, I don't know, hundreds of years at this point, that technically a house of worship is like a sanctuary, and
Yeah,
like you can't
it
like
should
fight.
be.
Well, it's technically on the books, but I doubt it really gets think
Yeah,
you know I doubt anyone actually follows it anymore, but
it's
technically,
supposed to be, but
yeah.
you're probably gonna have sanctuary if you go to I don't know, like one of those mega churches or something, but you're
Oh, of
not gonna,
course,
yeah, not,
yeah. But like, if it's a mosque or any other minority religion, no, because they're not allowed to practice their religion in a free
yeah.
society. Anyway, so Naki is like, well, like we're probably under surveillance by like everyone, including like the sanitation or whatever, the Department of Sanitation. So we can't, we can't hide them here. But they found they're tracking them somehow. I don't know how, maybe through his powers or whatever. And so they eventually, they find the mosque. The agent again walks in the mosque with her shoes on for a second time, even
Yeah.
though the imam told her this, next time take your shoes off. But then that just it shows the disrespect that she has for, minority people or whatever, because she's probably a racist as well as a, DODC agent or whatever. And then, but this time everyone at the mosque is like showing their IDs and basically doing the whole like I am Spartacus type of,
Yeah.
thing. Well, not really, but a sort of variation of it. And then
Yeah.
yeah,
It's more like they were prepared because they probably are taught, sadly, to be prepared for some government agency to come in and yeah.
I mean, it's
Yeah.
unfortunate, but it's true, because I remember when I was when I first got involved with the Muslim community back in 2003. There was like right before I went to school at UT. I shouldn't say what college I went to, because I don't want any weird people who might be listening in to like try to stalk us or whatever. But anyway, so I'll just say whatever.
Yeah,
And
we've already mentioned on the show where we live and stuff,
damn
so
it.
yeah,
Okay,
we're
whatever.
good. Mm-hmm.
But the year before I went to school, actually, though, it was revealed that there were FBI agents posing as students that joined the Muslim Student Association in order to basically like keep tabs on the organization and the people and stuff like that. And there was also some people who were at the mosque who were like informants. Like they were just basically like even though like there was no like terrorist activity or anything like that, they were like checking up on people.
Were they there when I was there and you were there?
I don't know. See, I think like it was revealed, and so they quit or supposedly quit.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know if that's even true,
Now,
because I haven't.
I was just curious. I mean, not to sound racist by any means. I was just curious if they were like people that were like Middle Eastern or South Asian, or if they were like white people
I
pretending, you
mean,
know. I'm just wondering how obvious they were.
it would probably make more sense to have someone that they wouldn't suspect,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that like there aren't white Muslims, but like it if all of a sudden like a white guy shows up and says like, oh, I want to be a Muslim, and like they have like a notepad and they're just taking notes, like that would just be so obvious,
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, and anyways, so that does seem weird, but then to be fair, the creator of Miss Marvel is a white Muslim woman,
well,
so
okay, whatever,
yeah,
yeah, I
but
didn't know
still,
that, but that's
yeah.
cool. Yeah, I mean they're out there. They're not, there's not a huge number, but yeah, they're out there. And but anyway, so they still, basically are just searching the entire mosque. Nakia, doesn't want the main lady, I forgot her name, agent to open.
Agent
I don't even know her name.
it's Deaver.
Deaver, yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, please don't come in this room. It's holy. And she's like, really? You don't want like a, you don't want a felony on your high school transcript or whatever. And she's like, oh, it's just a storage room for like toilet paper and stuff. And then and she's like, okay, fine, I'll open it. And then there's just some like kid there, like on his iPad or whatever. And she's like, please don't tell anyone. My mom would kill me if she knew I had a boyfriend. And if it was also
Yeah.
that one, he's like, do you hear? She said that I'm her boyfriend. Did you get that? You know, stuff like
Which
that.
I think that was all a ruse anyways. I don't think he really
Oh,
is her
yeah, that was part of the plan.
because I know in the comics she's gay.
Oh, okay.
And
Probably couldn't look that
yeah,
for
because
TV.
eventually in the comics she has a relationship with Zoe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So.
But they probably wouldn't do that for the show because I know some people would freak out about that. Like,
Well, no,
oh,
the thing is, no, according to most people, Disney is all about that, and that's all they do. They shove it down our
yeah.
throats
So what I mean though is
and
that
are grooming our kids and making them all become gay or transsexuals or
gay
whatever, you know?
trans or
Yeah.
whatever. So what
Yeah.
I mean though is that Muslim community, and there might be some people who would, because
Yeah,
there's
but the thing is, it's already been in the comics and stuff, and so they might do it. And they, who knows? I mean, hopefully, we get in a second season and it happens. We'll see.
Yeah, because that would
Yeah.
be cool. So anyways, this is all part of the plan to stall them, and they know, and she knows that they're trying to stall them. And then the next plan is to go to the high school, which again you mentioned the whole thing about the high school battle or whatever. And they come up with like this cool elaborate plan, and they kind of went back to the whole animation thing where like Kamala's like writing things down and everything's,
Oh yeah, before that though, they do the trope of trying to hide Bruno and Kamran try to hide by the Sheik puts hats on them.
Oh, that whole trope.
Yeah.
There's and
Baseball
he just
caps. And then it's funny because one says haram and one says halal.
and Bruno says haram, which is I knew it was gonna happen
Yeah.
because that's forbidden, and
Yeah.
it means that Kabbalah's not allowed to be with him because he's a non-Muslim because
Yeah.
there's a stupid rule. I'm sorry, it's a stupid rule. I'm not trying to be offensive, but it's a dumb rule.
Well, no,
You get it.
I think they are eventually going to end up together though,
Well, I
because
know, but I'm just saying that was
yeah.
probably done intentionally to like say like she can't be with them because of her
Yeah.
culture or whatever. Like, and I could be reading into it, but I'm almost 99% sure that's the reason why they did that. And because again, I know because I spent quite a
Yeah.
bit of time with the Muslim community in my early youth, or not early youth, and there was a lot of conversation about that kind of thing where a Muslim man can be with a non-Muslim woman, but a Muslim woman can't be with a non-Muslim man, and
Yeah.
they claim it's for the woman's protection and blah blah blah. It's not anyway, not gonna get into that, but like but so that was kind of the reason why they did that, I'm sure. And then hats, apparently is gonna
Yeah,
disguise
because
them
they do
as
that in like they did that in Civil War
that's right.
and then they made fun of it in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Because like there's a scene where Hank and then what's Paul Rudd's character's name? I'm
Oh,
blanking.
Paul Rudd. It's Scott
Yeah,
Lang.
Scott, Paul Scott, and then Hank's daughter.
I don't know her name.
Scott,
It's been
yes,
a while since I've
yeah. But anyways,
watched.
the three of them are walking on this campus, and they've got baseball caps and sunglasses on, and Scott says, yeah, these. He says nobody's or Hank says nobody's going to recognize us, and then Scott says, "Yeah, we've got baseball caps and sunglasses on.
Right.
We look like ourselves at a baseball game."
Exactly.
It's just
I
like,
think they also made fun of it a little bit in Black Widow, I think, too,
oh
where
yeah,
they're
they
wearing
and there
similar
was like
colors.
some other. I think there was some mention in some other things afterwards too, because I think they probably got like flack for the fact that the only way that Cap and Scarlet and not Cap and Black Widow were hiding with baseball caps. But yeah.
It's also too like the superhero mask, it only covers your eyes. Like,
Yeah.
it's like, oh, and there's no voice like alternator either. It's just a regular voice. And like, I have no idea who that is.
It's the whole Clark Kent with them glasses on. I mean, not sunglasses, but with glasses on, and somehow he's not Superman anymore.
I do like in Green Lantern, though, when they kind of made fun of that, where she immediately recognized, you know, who it was. I forgot his name.
Who, Ryan Reynolds?
Well, yeah, but I forgot his character.
I can't even remember which Green Lantern he played, but yeah.
That guy. I wish they would have made a sequel, because I know it was kind of cheesy, but I kind of liked it anyway. But anyway, but yeah, they did that. They go to the high school. That's where they come up with the elaborate plan. They're doing some mad science stuff.
Home Alone style plan.
Pretty much.
Or Pierre Noel.
Pierre Noel. Yeah, exactly.
Or the other movie we covered, Masterminds.
Masterminds.
It kind of reminds me of Masterminds because it's taking place in a school.
That was another one that took place in school, and they actually had shootings in that one. Oh my God, I forgot about that. That one was scary when it came to, like, that was PG-13, too, back then.
Yeah.
But, so, like, they're all going to be wearing hoodies, so they're going to be, like, looking the same kind of in the dark, and then they're going to use, like, fire extinguishers. Zoe actually shows up because she was filming her TikTok video in the theater. Because it has good light.
Yeah.
That's where she films her TikTok videos. Which is weird, because how does she have access to go into the school without, like, a key or anything? But, okay.
Well, she's Zoe. They probably trust her and just give her anything they want, because she's, like, the most popular kid in the school.
Yeah.
You know?
probably because she has so much money from her TikTok, she probably donates to the school.
Yeah, and we don't know what anything else, too. She could be, like, a, you know, class president or something, too. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be something like that. So she overhears them, and she revealed that she knew it was Kamala the whole time that saved her, you know.
Yeah.
In the first episode at AvengerCon, and so she wants to help out. So they have this whole thing with, like, softballs, where they're gonna shoot softballs at the DODC again, like very Home Alone kind of situation. Kamala and Bruno. Sorry, am I talking too much?
No, you're good. Basically, like, they set up all these, like, traps and booby traps, you know, like Kevin McAllister style traps, and I do think it's funny that they're like, there's, like, the DODC outside the building, yet they take time for Kamala to write down on a chalkboard and draw these pictures. Right. And explain everything, and then while this is going on, Bruno's in the background dancing with a skeleton.
It's
like just goofing off, and I'm like, your lives are in fucking danger, people.
I know, literally, you're like, it's TV convenience, but
I know. Did you mention that Amir is there?
Yeah, it's right. Amir shows up too to help out because his their parents told him to keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
Superheroes don't need chaperones. Like, well, whatever.
Yeah. They asked how he got in, and he's like, I went to school here, too. So,
like, I snuck through the window, yeah.
So,
Amir was, like, a bad seed when he was in high school. That was before he got all super religious, too, so.
During his Hot Topic phase.
Yeah, it's Hot Topic phase.
It's better than a Spencer's Gift phase. So the... the agents, you know, are barging in, and then they're met with all these, like, Home Alone style traps and shit. So the big plan here is for Zoe to stream live to her followers so that all these people can rush and kind of help them out against the DODC.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Kamala and Cameron are hiding in an office, and they hold hands. The office is actually with Mr. Wilson's office, the guidance counselor. They're hiding there by his desk, and they almost kiss. And then Bruno interrupts it. Much like Cameron interrupted when Bruno almost kissed her at the wedding.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So we've got all these elaborate traps, you know, and different things. I'm still trying to figure out why they did this big trap where these people go into this science lab and it just, like, has this thing that, like, chemicals, like, explode and stuff all over the place. You remember that scene? Yeah, the only thing I have about that I have questioned is that stopped, like, what, like, two of the guys?
Yeah, it was just, like, a bunch of weird foam or something.
Yeah, and it just, like, it just didn't seem like it really served much of a purpose. Except for to be cool on screen.
It just looked cool. As
kind like of you said, TV fun. Convenience sort of thing.
It is. It looked kind of cool. I wonder what they did to even make that foam, because that seemed pretty cool. But that was their mad science phase. So, yeah, right after...
And the thing is, they had the skeleton hanging from the ceiling there.
Okay.
And one of the videos I watched about this episode pointed out, I can't remember which guy it was I watched, but pointed out that they put a wig on it and it looked like Mrs. Bates from Psycho.
Oh, wow.
Like when you see her at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert for Psycho that came out in 1960. Yeah, if you
haven't seen that movie from like years ago. But, but right after Bruno sees the almost kiss and feels kind of somewhat like hurt, but he can't really get into his feelings right now because they're escaping with their lives, well, technically they're supposed to use non-lethal weapons, but so then he tells them to run away. Then he goes out and starts dancing to this like famous like Urdu song, and then they just like hit him with the freaking gun in the face. I'm like, Jesus Christ,
dude.
Like, I mean, like, you know, and then so, you know, they just pretty much beat him up or just knock him unconscious or whatever, and then they end up getting, you know, Amir and Naki as well, and they put him like in like a police van or whatever.
So everybody without superpowers is basically captured by the DODC.
Yeah, and Bruno, I think before this, Kamala told Bruno that Najma didn't survive.
Yeah.
And Bruno said, don't tell Kamala until this is all over, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, which is smart.
Can't be distracted. But he figures out anyway, so then he starts getting full of rage, so he starts, you know, using his powers for more violent stuff, like, you know, Kamala's only been using it kind of for defensive things, but he's like...
He's offensive,
he's using his offense. He's like using it to take lockers and like throw them at the, you know, DODC. He's like shooting. Because his light's a different color too. His light's more like greenish and like yellow kind of.
Yeah, because I mean, my theory on it is it's like his powers are still infected with his mom. So it's kind of like he's got the little bit of, you know, bad juju that she had or whatever you want to call it. So
yeah the sort of rage issues or just like kind of ability. So he's kind of on a war path then, and then she's like having to like now protect the DODC from him, and then he runs off and then goes out to school, and then they start opening fire again, like real bullets. So that's probably why they did the warning at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because they're just using live rounds, and then he's, he's, I think, you know, Kamala, like, uses a shield, you know. Also, too, I forgot to say, so Zoe used her TikTok fame to basically get all of her followers to come to the
school. Oh, I brought that up earlier, yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, basically she got, like, all of Jersey City to come and help, basically.
Because she's got like a million followers on TikTok or whatever. Yeah. So, so yeah, they're all like, they're protesting behind like the little barricades that they show up, you know, throw up or whatever.
I mean, my thing here, too, back to the Zoe thing here. Okay. Mm-hmm. TikTok, I mean, I'm sure they have some kind of, they do have like live things or whatever, but is everybody just sitting there on Zoe's channel all the time on their phone?
Well, no, but it's like if they got, she's got a million followers, and
yeah, but they're probably not all in Jersey City, and
no, but you know, I mean, what? There's only like a hot few hundred people that, or a hundred
Yeah,
people that showed up,
but were
so.
all of these people just sitting there, doing nothing else but watching a teenager's TikTok?
Oh, maybe it was like maybe they got a notification.
Oh,
They could have
okay,
been.
that makes sense. I didn't know
I
how
don't
that
know.
worked. I was just trying to figure out like because they like cut to they cut to her dad, to Kamala's dad, and he's
Yeah,
watching it, and I'm
he.
just like, he just doesn't seem like her core audience. I'm just
I
saying.
know he doesn't. And then, like, but
Yeah.
also too, the guy who owns the like shawarma, or not shawarma, but like a
The halal
gyro.
like food truck thing. Yeah.
He's on his phone. It could have been. 'Cause I don't have TikTok. I've only ever used it when someone sends me like a clip on like,
Yeah. I have
Facebook.
it, and I mean I have it for our podcast. I
Yeah, that's right.
barely use it, but I know that they do have live things, but I have yet to figure out if there's a way. There's got to be a way to set up notifications, so that would make sense then if there is like a thing where, you're sitting there and you get a little beep on your phone that says, "Hey, Zoe's posting a new video." That would make sense. Okay. All right. Now I'm not going to be nitpicky about this anymore. So
It's fine. I think that was just my thought of what happened. So yeah, there's like hundreds of people outside, protesting, and they're all trying to like swarm, because they're shooting at Kamala essentially. And then the shield starts to kind of break a little bit from all the bullets, and then Kamran shoots like a bunch of like really spiky, like, again, he's more offensive and violent,
Yeah,
as
like
opposed to,
daggers, basically.
yeah, because Kamala's was always kind of like in circles and things like that, and he's like sharp, and they almost end up piercing Bruno and Nakia and Amir and like the
Zoe,
police
yeah.
guy. And I don't think he's meaning to kill
Oh no,
them.
because I don't. I mean, he likes them. I don't think he's about to, especially Bruno. So I don't think he's about to go and kill his new best friend, So it's like,
Yeah, exactly. So, but he's like creating like this hard light like all over the place. Like it's
yeah.
totally uncontrollable. And he like does the whole like, sonic boom thing, like where it just like, and then she kind of does like a protective shield like around both of them, then like, and then like does the whole speech of like, don't be the bad guy, blah blah blah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I didn't mean to do this, or I'm sorry, blah blah blah, type of that whole thing, because superheroes are never allowed to kill, they're never allowed
Yeah.
to do,
And that,
be
then
done.
he says that we're never gonna be normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I really liked this quote from the episode where Kamala says to him, "There is no normal. There's just us and what we do with what we've been given."
Yeah.
Which is a good statement for anybody.
It is. So he feels, guilty about what he's done, which is nice because he hasn't really done anything irreversible at this point.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't
He
killed anyone.
hasn't killed anybody. He's just been
No.
violent, It's not like his mom who, was just reckless and killed people and shit.
Well, she killed Aisha. She
Yeah.
killed, a bunch of other people. yeah, so then she puts like a hole through the ground and basically has him go through that to go to the harbor. Oh yeah, I forgot, because she called the
Kareem.
Kareem, yeah,
Yeah.
from Karachi to ask, to help him essentially like use his powers correctly or whatever. And then she takes the shield off and Kamran's gone, so they're like, what happened to him? Like, I don't know. And then she uses like the light to do her little step things, to escape the, Well, no, at first they surround everyone surrounds her to protect her, and even the regular police,
Yeah.
they block the DODC people as well. So that was kind of cool to see
That
that he
was
does
the
that.
most unbelievable thing in the whole. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
No.
I was like, wait, even the police are protecting a Muslim? Wow, okay. even a Muslim superhero.
They're not
And
sitting
then
around getting hand sanitizer or
So then she jumps, escapes the LDC. The agent, what was her name again? Deaver,
Yeah.
gets a phone call from her boss. I forgot his name.
Yeah, the guy who was in No Way Home.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that guy. He basically fires her, like, for making them look bad by attacking a bunch of kids outside of a school.
Yeah.
You know, even though he told her to stand down and she just ignored his orders, you
Yeah.
know, and yeah, I mean, that'll do it.
That's usually how you get fired when you don't listen to your
yeah,
boss, you know? So
especially when you're attacking a bunch of kids and shooting live rounds at
I
them,
mean,
which
I
again.
if I could count on my hand the number of times when my boss told me to do something, and instead of doing that, I attacked a bunch of kids in a high school. Wait.
You got fired right afterwards, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Like we can't have you be doing that. You're making, you know, making the company look bad. Like, you
Yeah.
know, I mean, you know, it's not like we make our company look bad enough on its own, you know,
Yeah.
that, you know? But yeah, so then she, I think she goes back home and that her dad, she goes outside to stand up on the, let me sit down. Sit down on the roof like she does, and he goes out and is kind of scared of the heights or whatever. And they start talking, and he was
Yeah,
saying that, like,
before that though, we do have a cool like full circle scene where like in the first episode she was wearing a Carol Danvers costume, looking at herself in the mirror. And we have a scene where she's looking at herself in the mirror here where she's wearing her own costume.
oh,
Yeah.
okay, yes, right. Okay, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So he tells her why they named her Kamala, because when they were in Karachi, her aunt said something that like Kamala's not like a typical Pakistani name, and then they're like, "Well, your mom was always a rebel," and she's like,
Yeah.
"What?" But he explains why. It's because they are trying to have a second child for years, but they, you know, couldn't.
And that when she was born, that in Arabic, her name means perfect. But in Urdu, it means marvel.
Right, so then
Yeah.
he's like, "You've always been our Miss Marvel." So I was like, "Oh, her dad came up with the name, you know, in
Yeah.
the show, in the show at least." And then
Yeah.
she hops off away, and she sits on the like lamppost or whatever it is,
Yeah, which is a
kind of.
which is a there's a cover of the Miss Marvel comic books where she does that too, so it was kind of a homage to that. So
Yeah. It looked really cool with the cape like kind of
yeah,
floating stuff like that, and then
it's pretty epic. It's almost like the scene in like the first Batman movie with Michael Keaton where he's standing on top of a building and you see the bat symbol behind him and stuff. It kind of reminded me of that. Like it's like really cool where you can see the city and the superhero is kind of there, you know, looking out on their city, you know.
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It was just a really cool image, you know, her looking over Jersey City, which again, because it's like, you know, like, you know, like Jersey City's not necessarily like a small town, but it's like it was nice to have a hero who's not from like New York or some like huge,
Yeah.
you know, cosmopolitan, you know, like
Like San
culture.
Francisco or yeah.
We get someone from like a more rougher area, like kind of like Jersey, you know, City is, and it was nice to have a hero from, you know, that kind of, you know, part of the country or whatever. And then we get Kamran shows up at the Chinese restaurant in
Yeah.
Karachi, and you know, like Kareem is there waiting for him, and he takes him to the, you know, the back office or whatever. And which I want to try that place. I would love to try a Chinese restaurant in Pakistan, how that would taste. Like,
Yeah.
you know, it'd just be interesting. Like, you know, and then which again, I love the fact they even had that too, because like I think you're sort of like a stereotype that like other countries only have like their own like ethnic food, like
Yeah,
they don't
like
have.
in Italy, all they eat is pizza and spaghetti or
Right,
something. Yeah,
and it's
no,
like,
it's just
well, you see a restaurant in Pakistan, it's a Chinese restaurant. Like, yeah, of course it's gonna be Chinese people living in other countries
I mean,
besides moving to America.
yeah,
Like, you know what I
and
mean?
especially there's going to be, I mean, like, McDonald's is everywhere in the freaking world, so of course there's going to be restaurants of different countries. So I mean, you can't be, you know, I mean, we've got restaurants in our country that are from other countries too and stuff, so it makes sense, you know.
Yeah,
So
you know, and
yeah.
plus too, I've heard that McDonald's in India are fantastic.
Yeah.
Like the food is really super healthy, I don't think they even sell like actual beef anymore
They probably,
because I think,
I mean, because of the cow thing, they probably don't.
well, at first they, I think they did because at that point, I think vegetarianism is now like officially like law of the land, like, but I don't think it was for a long time, but I think now it is. But yeah, I've seen like pictures and stuff like from the menu, like a lot of it looks like super healthy food. And you start wondering, you're like, yeah, like why do people in other countries like look healthier? It's like because they probably have healthier food, for the most part. I mean, like I'm sure, they got snacks and stuff like that that are probably not like healthy. But like, for the most part, like I mean, I was like salivating when I saw like a picture of like a salad that they had like in India, like as part of the
Yeah,
menu.
well, I
Like,
mean, like McDonald's in France serves beer. You got like
oh, really?
different things in different restaurants in the world.
Right. So, yeah, that was pretty
I mean,
cool. So, yeah.
they appeal to the local cuisine. I'm trying to find out if India, if they serve beef there or not.
Well, they used to basically, like foreigners
Well,
used to
yeah.
work that went there because it was super expensive. So, like, either you would have to be like kind of like middle class or upper middle class, like Indian to even like afford it because it like costs it so much more than like regular food or regular like restaurants or whatever. And
Yeah, there's no beef or pork products at the McDonald's in India.
okay.
At least as of this article I'm reading from 2019. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So yeah, don't quote me on the whole vegetarian thing. It's just that I thought I remember reading something because India now is like owned, is ruled by like a really right-wing government, just like how other countries. And so like, and then it's like Hindu nationalism has become like a big part of it. So like, which is kind of messed up because we're talking about like the partition and stuff like that, where like the Muslims had to move to Pakistan. Well, now Muslims in India are kind of being persecuted in India all over again. So it's like, it's almost like partition 2.0, like, like, and which is, really sad. But like, anyway, so yeah, he goes in there, and then we get a, you want to like tell the, well, we'll switch off. Which one do you want to tell? Do you want to tell the Bruno reveal
Yeah,
or
I'll
the?
tell the Bruno reveal here.
Okay.
So we've got a situation where it's a week later is what we find out. Kamala catches up with Bruno and Nakia, who they're jokingly arguing over who's gonna own Cameron's car because he left it there. I don't know if that's how that works.
No,
I
it's still his name.
know.
I mean, his mom was probably the one making the payments for him, but
Just want to know where they got the keys.
yeah, I yeah, who
yeah,
knows?
so anyways, we're not gonna look into
No.
that. And then Bruno takes Kamala aside and confides in her that there's this new development that because Amir kept asking him if he had superpowers too, basically. So he looked up in the he looked at her genetic makeup again and thinks that they got things wrong the first time. They know how she can access the Noor through the Bengal and things of that nature. But now that why she can is because there's a mutation in her genes. So, and then as he says the word mutation, we hear a little snippet of the theme song from the 90s X-Men TV
Is that
animated
what that
series.
was? I was wondering because it sounded familiar for a second. And
We heard the same thing in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness when Patrick Stewart came out as Xavier.
yeah, I remember
They
they played a
played it
little
then. It was
longer.
the yeah, they played a little longer, but it was like it wasn't done in the it was the same tune, but it wasn't done in the same style as the animated series. It was like different it wasn't different instruments basically. Like in the animated series it's more guitar heavy. And
Yeah.
you know, like electric guitar. And that's what we got here was like a little guitar riff from that theme song. So basically, that's just basically implying that in the 616 MCU universe, the first confirmed, there's probably others, but the first confirmed mutant is Kamala Khan.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That they did that for a Muslim superhero character of Pakistani origin. And they've been teasing the mutant idea for years at this point.
Yeah, I mean, in the comics, she's an Inhuman. Mm-hmm. But at the time, so like Inhumans existed for a while in the comics before this happened, but there was the president years ago for Marvel Comics who didn't want any new characters to be able to be used by Fox, who owned the right to mutant characters.
Uh-huh.
So he had a mandate that no new X-Men books could be written for a while, or any of the adjacent comics like the X-Force and all that stuff, and that no new characters could be mutants. So they they went heavy on the Inhumans because Inhumans are very similar to mutants with their power abilities, where they kind of just come out of nowhere sort of thing. You know, I mean, there's a reason for it. But yeah, but there's a reason for it in the books. But
gotcha, okay.
Yeah, but so basically, that's why in the comics, Kamala wasn't a mutant, even though the creator of the character wanted her to be. But there was a mandate at Marvel at the time that they couldn't do that.
Basically, I just can't use the word, but it's pretty much the same. It's kind of like in DC, what they call metahumans. It's the same function. It's just a different word.
Yeah.
Which, fine, whatever. We get it.
And that's why, like in the TV shows, we have the Inhumans TV show, and then for anybody that's watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the time, there was like long running stories in that show with Inhuman characters. Including one of the main characters, Quake, who was an Inhuman, so
yeah,
and many others. So, but they were pretty much just characters with mutant type abilities. So.
Yeah, and so far we've only have, you know, probably Wanda is probably the only other person so far in all of the MCU who's had innate powers that didn't come from some kind of experiment or technology or
Well, I mean, they kind of revealed that in the in future things like in WandaVision and stuff, but initially she wasn't a mutant, so it was because of experiments that she got the things, the powers.
Well, when they did WandaVision, it showed when she was a child to practice magic, even as a child, when she did that probability spell.
Yeah.
When she and her brother were like hiding underneath the rubble or whatever. So that was even before the Mind Stone thing happened. Yeah. Remember? So technically, Wanda has had powers her entire life, even before. So technically, she could have actually been the first mutant.
Yeah, but it was never specifically said in a way that used the word mutation or mutant.
No, I'm just saying that she was the first person.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you, and I think it's going to be retconned that she is a, you know, fully, like, it's going to be mentioned somehow that her and Pietro were mutants, you know?
Yeah, or that maybe she gave Pietro his powers too, or whatever. Yeah. Or but she might be dead, we don't know. Probably not. But but there's also, though, it kind of scares me, though, because, I mean, yeah, she had a redemption arc at the end of Scarlet Witch and the Multiverse of Madness, which is what I call it.
Yeah.
That's my title because that's the more accurate title. Anyway,
just call it Scarlet Mom.
Scarlet Mom or Scarlet.
Yeah, because Multiverse of Madness is abbreviated as Mom.
Yeah, Multiverse of Moms because she's going to kill her.
Yeah, and that movie came out on Mother's Day, so it's like.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's interesting. Wow. It's so interesting.
That weekend, at least, yes.
But that kind of gives like a whole other meaning, though, because Doctor Strange in Mom, that sounds kind of bad. But anyway, but sorry, that was a bad joke.
Yeah,
but sorry, I apologize for being crass. But anyway, so that's the Bruno reveal, which is pretty sweet. And then, can I do the final reveal?
Oh, before that, though, I did find something really funny. So they're arguing over the car after this.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And Kamala's like, give me the keys. And then he doesn't have the keys. And then Nakia's in the car. And she says, get in, losers. We're buying shawarma.
Yeah, I love that.
We're getting shawarma. Yeah, which was like both a nod to Mean Girls, which, you know, they're like, get in, loser. We're going shopping. Yeah. And also to the end of Avengers where they got shawarma.
Yeah, the very first Avengers.
Yeah.
It's funny. And also too was Brie Larson in Mean Girls or not?
No, I don't believe so.
She wasn't. Okay, never mind. She was in Sleepover though.
Yeah.
And interesting movie. But so they drive off or not Nakia. She somehow stole the keys from Bruno without him realizing it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then because he's going to Caltech. He also slipped in a note into Kamala's locker, probably.
Yeah, which there was no payoff for. So that tells me that we're going to have a payoff to that somewhere, because it's the whole Chekhov's gun thing. You're not going to introduce it if you're not going to pay it off somewhere. But
yeah, exactly.
But the thing with the MCU, though, is you can introduce something in one movie and not pay it off for like five later.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So that.
But I think this one would be a little bit sooner, because I imagine it's probably like him confessing his feelings towards her, but also saying that he's going to Cal. Because I knew, again, when he had the hat that said Haram, I knew that that was going to be an indication that they weren't going to go out for the religious reasons, even though her parents are kind of liberal. Yeah. Like, also,
I'm sure her parents wouldn't care.
No. They let her hang out with them all the time.
Yeah. And
normally, if you're like super, super religious, you don't really.
And they treat him like he's their son in a way too.
Oh yeah, so, totally. You
know, yeah.
So, and really, Amir's like the most religious out of the whole family. Like, and but like, you know, and also too, I think that almost kiss with Kamran needed to happen, because that was the thing that would clinch him going to Caltech, basically.
Yeah.
Because like he didn't really want to go because he thought he still like had a chance with Kamala, you know. So this was like that kind of needed to happen, basically, for him to succeed in life, because, you know, he doesn't want to work at a Circle Q for the rest of his life when he's like a genius and can like invent shit and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it would be wasted talent. Nothing against people work at.
Well, maybe he could invent a new Slurpee or something. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, maybe. Because Kamala loves Slurpee, so yeah, that would be invent like a Kamala Khan version Slurpee.
Yeah,
but so he I think, and it seemed like him. They said him and Nakia are both going to Caltech, I guess.
No, it didn't seem like that. No, because she was staying there because they were arguing over who got the car, and he said he was gonna drive it to Caltech.
Okay.
But both Kamala and Nakia were saying that they thought it would look better on the streets of Jersey City.
Yeah, that's right. So, okay. I must have misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so they drive off into the moonlight or whatever, and then can I do the
definitely the mid-credit scene.
Okay, so yeah, they do this really cool like song for a couple minutes, and then they go to, you know, the mid-credit scene, and she like kind of just flops down on her bed, and her mom's yelling downstairs like, that doesn't sound like science, Kamala, like, you know, her homework.
Yeah,
like, okay, whatever. And then her bangle starts, you know, lighting up or whatever, and then she's like, whoa. And then she like gets transported and like breaks down the door, like, it just, and then all of a sudden Captain Marvel shows up in her bedroom, and she's like, what the heck. And then she's looking at all of, like, this Captain Marvel like posters and shit, because like that's who Kamala worshipped. And then she's like, oh no. So like they got transported from wherever each one was at, basically.
Possibly. Or they either replaced each other or something else happened. Who knows? But we'll have to find out in the Marvels.
What do you mean, like Kamala basically like entered like Captain Marvel's body?
No, what I'm saying is they probably switched places, but who knows if that was like what. Who knows if they're going to be like that forever, is what I'm saying. Is like,
I don't think so either. I just mean
that. I just want them to freaking meet each other.
I know. But still, at the very least, we did get Captain Marvel.
Yeah, we did get Brie Larson. And her costume looks different, too, than it did in previous iterations.
It did, a little bit, yeah. So
that was pretty cool. The colors were reversed.
Oh, was that what happened?
Yeah, like the top of it was I believe blue in previous editions, and now it's red, and or vice versa. So
Okay.
the red and the blue switched places. So
Okay.
which brings me to costumes too. I love Miss Marvel's costume.
Yeah, it's really cool.
And I like the connection that, 'cause we didn't bring that do you oh yeah, you brought up the earlier on that the mom basically made the costume, gave it to her sort of thing.
Yeah.
But there's leaked photos from the set of the Marvels where she's wearing a different iteration of her costume.
Huh.
And I really hope that they're not going to ditch the costume like right at the beginning of that movie. I
Yeah.
understand why they do that, like for financial reasons. Because if you notice, like Captain America has a slightly different costume in every movie he's in. That's so you can sell a Hasbro toy or whatever that has a slightly different costume, and you can make more money off of it, that sort of
Right,
thing. Yeah. I
exactly.
was just using him as a good example because it's very obvious with him, but most of superheroes, from like Thor's costume is not the same now as it was in the original Thor and
Right.
so on,
Yeah.
that sort of thing. So they're just gonna keep, milking people for money all they can. Like, oh, I got to get this new Kamala Khan, action figure or t-shirt or whatever with the new costume on it. And that's cool and all, but when you have like a really cool personal scene there between her and her mom, giving her this costume that she designed sort of thing, it's like, don't undercut that with anything where it's just like, hey, here's a new costume from Nick Fury or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hope they don't do that. So, but yeah, anyways,
Right.
it
I
just
just
sucks.
realized we didn't.
Go ahead.
Oh, go
Yeah.
ahead. Well, I just realized we didn't take a break this whole
Well,
episode.
that's fine. We don't need one.
Okay,
Yeah.
cool.
Anyways, it is interesting too, though, that like, what was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, that the I don't I just blanked on what I was gonna say, man. So
Okay.
yeah, so that's okay.
It happens.
It happens, but it was something poignant. But anyways, oh no, I know what I was gonna say. It sucks that we gotta wait like a year now for to find out what happened.
Oh, until the Marvels movie come
Yeah,
out.
the Marvels doesn't come out until July of 2023.
Ah.
So
Damn.
we gotta wait a whole year to find out what happened to Kamala and Carol and everybody. And I do know that I've read definitely confirmed for the movie, Kamala's family's gonna be in the movie.
Oh, okay,
But it didn't
cool.
say anything about any of her friends.
Oh,
So that's why I really hope we have a second season of this show, like after the Marvels comes out. Like maybe they could be filming it now for all we know. We do have Comic-Con is coming up in a week or so.
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be a bunch of big announcements from Marvel there.
Okay.
So there could be the announcement at that we're going to have a Miss Marvel season two or another show with her involved or something of that nature. Where I really hope, because I just want to see more Bruno and more Nakia and whatnot.
Yeah.
But we do know, I do know for sure that we're going to get her mom and dad and her brother in the movie. What I'm assuming is there'll probably be the scene where Carol just popped into the bedroom and then she was like, oh no, and then had to go downstairs, and then Amir and his parents are going to be down there and it'll be like, who the hell are you, sort of thing, so
Like, yeah, they heard this huge explosion and the door flew off the hinges or whatever,
and they're like,
or
where's
not
our
really.
daughter and sister at? Like, what the
And who are you? Well, her mom knows who Captain Marvel is,
Yeah, her dad
but
doesn't, but
she made a comment about how she dresses inappropriately or whatever, and so maybe she'll make a remark about like the clothes you're wearing, whatever, you need to be more modest or whatever,
She'll make her
kind
a
of
new
thing. But
costume.
yeah, maybe. Maybe she'll give her the Hulk costume that she made.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who do you think is going to be in the Marvels? I mean, obviously, two of them. Is it just them, or is it going to be more?
Oh, well, we're gonna have Monica Rambeau,
Okay.
because th those are the three leads of the movie.
Okay.
Nick Fury is gonna be there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the what you call it? Do 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 do. In the Marvels, so far cast that has been announced, we have Brie Larson as Carol Danvers. We have Iman Vellani as Kamala Khan. We got Teyonah Parris as Monica Rambeau. Then we have Nick Fury. I mean, Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury. They're the same thing, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
We do have the like I said, the her family and stuff, and then we have an actor named Zawe Ashton has been cast as a villain. They didn't say what villain. And Zawe Ashton is a, I believe, African woman, an English actress of black actress. So yeah, looks like her. And then we have Park Seo-joon has been cast in an undisclosed role. So that's all we've got cast so far that's been announced. So I'm sure there's going to be tons of cameos and stuff in the movie too, you know. And I know Lashana Lynch said that she wanted to come back as Maria Rambeau in some way too.
Oh.
So, you know, maybe in a flashback or something of that nature. So that'll be cool to see. I'm actually really, this is like of Marvel movies that are coming up, the one I'm looking the most forward to is the Marvels.
Yeah.
So it better not disappoint me.
Yeah, happy. Don't do
Yeah.
it.
If it disappoints me, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna demand all my money back for all of the movies that I've bought and seen. And
Sure.
all of my Disney Plus money.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll work out for you.
But just thinking about all that money and stuff I've spent on all this stuff, I'm just like, man, I could buy a nice Michael E. Cullen the second steak with
Yeah.
that.
Brought it back to the beginning. Brought it back.
Yep.
Reel them in, reel them in. Oh man.
Any other thoughts here on this or the future?
No, I mean, well, when's She-Hulk coming out? Is that in August or is that? I thought it's coming out this summer, wasn't it?
Okay, the upcoming Phase 4 movies and TV shows that we've got this must just be here's movies that we've got. We've got Black Panther Wakanda Forever coming out in November 11th of this year. We've got Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania coming out February 17th, 2023. That's when the Marvels was originally supposed to come out, and they switched places for some reason. So there's got to be a reason for that. Not sure what it is. So we've got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 coming out May 5th of 2023. We got the Marvels July 28th of 2023. Then. Let's see. Future TV releases. Now I gotta look up. So okay. Okay, so we've got She-Hulk coming out. That is supposed to be August of mid-August. August 17th of 2022.
Yeah.
So that's in a few weeks. We've got an untitled Halloween special that is supposed to be out in October of this year, obviously, which would make sense.
Yeah.
We've got the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special coming out in December.
Nice.
The Secret Invasion TV series starring Nick Fury.
Ooh.
That will be coming out... Ooh, they do not have a release date for that yet.
Okay.
This might be some of the stuff they're going to announce at Comic-Con. Then we got Ironheart coming out soon. There's no release date for that yet. It's still filming at least until mid-October. And it's going to consist of 6 episodes again. Yeah. We got Armored Wars, which is a show starring Don Cheadle as James Rhodes, War Machine. So
yeah.
We got that coming out sometime soon. And then there's an upcoming untitled Wakanda television series coming out at some point too.
Oh, nice.
So yeah. So we got a lot to look forward to here. So
yeah, totally.
There's also like, you know, other things that are in development now that they do not have release dates for when it comes to the movies like Blade and Fantastic Four, things of that nature. I just heard, I mean, a lot of people, you know, we did get John Krasinski as Reed Richards in an alternate universe, at least in Scarlet Witch and Mom. And I just read an article recently and I kind of like this idea of casting for Reed Richards. It would be Penn Badgley, who is a Baha'i actor who's known for the TV show You and for Gossip Girl.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he would be good because I really like him. I'm not into dudes at all, but man, that guy's a hottie. So he's very charismatic and attractive. So you know, which is good and bad because he plays a freaking serial killer on You,
right? Exactly.
And he's just so it's like you don't feel like he's doing anything bad because he's just so good looking and charismatic, and you're just like, yeah. Go ahead, kill those people. That's cool.
He always has a reason why he needs to do it.
Yeah, you know? it's fine.
Not just like some random thing. He's got a plan. No. Yeah, I just love the fact that the actor is a Baha'i, but he plays like such a sadistic character.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, because like...
And he didn't want to take the role, and he kind of felt bad about it, too, because he's just like... you know, I'm the character's so attractive, not saying that he was attractive, but he's just like the way it's written. He's just written as this like guy that everybody loves sort of thing. And it's just like, do I really want to send this message? But, you know, it is clear in most episodes that he is the bad guy.
Well, of course.
So, yeah. I mean,
it's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
That a serial killer is a bad guy. And then Dexter might be a different thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, with like Dexter or something, you kind of root for the bad guy. But, I mean, not the bad guy, but the serial killer. So, yeah.
Well, he's bad, but he's doing it for semi-good reasons.
Yeah. Which was an idea that me and a couple other actual Baha'is had for a TV series, and then frickin' Dexter came out like a year later. I was at a party once years ago talking to people, and we came up with, wouldn't it be cool if we did a movie where the serial killer was out killing like other serial killers and bad people and stuff, and then like a year or so later, Dexter premiered.
Interesting. Maybe someone overheard it.
Yeah.
Or someone at the party told someone who knew someone.
Well, Dexter was based on some books, so I'm thinking that might have already been out there in the ether. So just, you know, great minds think alike, like sort of thing.
Yeah.
Totally. But anyways, any other final thoughts here before we wrap things up?
No. I mean, just try to kind of take the message, you know, of, you know, the show at heart, you know, it's about, you know, being good to people and, you know, sort of embracing your culture and heritage. And, you know, I like what the Imam said. Actually, there was one thing when the Imam was telling Kamran, saying, just because someone treats you as your enemy, that doesn't give you the right to treat them as your enemy, which I don't think I totally agree with,
But
but
it makes sense. It is. It doesn't necessarily give you the right to. So what it means is that sometimes you necessary doesn't mean always, So there could be instances where you do have to treat your enemy as your enemy. So,
Yeah, but in his case, he probably figured, and plus two, having that come out of the words of an imam was probably a good idea because people still have the stereotype
What's
that
the difference between
Islam.
an imam and a sheikh? Because they call them
They're
sheikh or
pretty much
sheikh.
the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think an imam, like if you want to get technical, I think an imam is someone who can lead a prayer, like prayers, like the five daily prayers or whatever. Whereas I think a sheikh is could be more of like a person who like delivers the sermons and kind of does. So technically, if I were to like lead a prayer, like in that situation, I would be considered an imam because I'm
So
leading a prayer.
basically,
But
a sheikh can be an imam, but an imam isn't always a sheikh.
I would think like from the technical standpoint, yeah, I think that's true. Again,
Okay, that
don't
makes
quote me
sense.
on that because I'm a little bit rusty on like studying like Sharia and stuff. I haven't really read up on that in a while, so I
Well,
might be
I'm not holding you to this, so we're good.
okay. Because
But
I used to study like Islamic law like when I was younger a lot, but I've kind of forgotten a lot of it because I haven't done it like no, but.
yeah, and the make sure folks, another thing before we go is just, the most important thing that anybody has ever told me in my life is that you should go visit our Tee Public and buy t-shirts.
Yeah.
And also that you should follow us on all of the social media outlets. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcast or anywhere else you can give us a review. Write a short review too. Tell your friends as well. That's the most important thing you can do in life is tell your friends about All Too Real 2 podcast and get them to listen. It's going to help your life immensely if you tell people that. It's the greatest thing you can do.
Yeah, it's sure.
You spread the word, Go door to door, knock on the door and be like, "Hey, have you heard the good word about All Too Real 2 podcast?" Anyways, also just remember that there is no normal. There's just us and what we do with what we've been given. Which is my new favorite quote.
Yeah, it's a good
And
one.
yep, and until next time, be good. And tell everybody about All Too Real 2 podcast and order yourself a Michael E. Cullen the second steak.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All Too Real 2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.